It's that time of the week when we find out what's doing in the Singleton LGA with Mayor Sue Moore. How are we doing, Sue?
Good, Andrew. Still surviving. How about yourself?
Yeah, just keeping my head above water. Get it?
That's good. Good thing.
All right. Sue, talking about what is happening around Singleton, you're on the lookout for some expressions of interest for some committees.
Yeah, we're putting out expressions of interest for committees. We have several important, very important committees, and namely the Heritage Committee, the Sustainability Committee, and the Weed Management Committee. So expressions of interest are now open for a number of vacancies on each committee with representatives that we would be looking forward to serve that particular group's interests. So there's a huge range of functions and responsibilities, of course, as being part of a committee. Singleton Council's seeking expressions of interest to join these groups, as I said. So we're looking for people who can fill selection criteria, including demonstrated skills and experience of positively working in a team environment, demonstrated skills and experience working with local communities and evaluating to that decision-making, demonstrated skills and experience in process relating to conflict. So we've got to be mindful of that throughout the committee meetings as well.
Yeah.
Resolution and prioritisation, well-developed communication and relationship building skills. It's all part of our council experience. Expressions of interest close on the 18th of March, so if anyone would like any questions answered or more information, please give council a call or check out our website.
Yep, hurry up about it. That 18th of March is not too far away. Now, what's the renewable energy deal, Sue?
This is amazing. We're finishing off the installation of solar panels in three of our water and sewer sites as part of the rollout of our solar on council facilities.
Right.
We're also going to see 50% of our energy supply coming through renewable sources. So Singleton is proud to be one of 25 councils which will be supplied by three New South Wales solar farms in a landmark electricity agreement that we've opted in for. For 50% renewable energy under the agreement from July this year onwards. So the entire deal, which is amazing, involves the supply to over 300 council facilities and more than 210,000 streetlights and more than 3,000 small sites managed by 25 participating council areas with collective representation of over 3 million people.
You sound very proud of that decision, Sue.
It's absolutely amazing that it's all come together and that we're part of it. So, as I said, the agreement commences in July this year and runs till 26, with an option to extend to 2032. So this will mean that over 83% of council's total electricity supply will be covered by renewable energy all the way from Moree, Hillstone and Nevertire Solar Farms, which are all located in New South Wales. So absolutely thrilled to be part of that.
And one of the new properties that that electricity will be going to will be the Arts and Culture Centre, which is opening this weekend.
Yeah, this is another one. I'm very excited about this too. It's finally here. It's finally come around. It'll all be happening this weekend with a quick walkthrough on Friday evening for anyone that is not able to make the official opening on Sunday. So the Minister will be there around midday on Sunday for the opening this wonderful new facility.
That's when we'll see the ribbon cut.
That's when we'll see Ben Franklin, the MLC, cutting the ribbon with Dave Lozell and myself. So that one will be opening the doors for everyone to officially see what we have inside. So everyone's invited to come along and celebrate. We're having a free event, of course, in Townhead Park between 12 and 2 p.m. Hopefully we don't get washed out.
Yeah.
with kids' entertainment, jumping castles, face painting, live music, performances, sausage chisel, and, of course, the first opportunity to experience our Arts and Culture Centre, which is the grand jewel in the whole celebration.
Well, I look forward to getting down there and checking out. And, yes, my fingers are crossed that literally it doesn't rain on your parade this weekend, Sue. It's such a wonderful location, such a wonderful initiative, and you deserve a great opening on the day.
There's lots of other things that are happening through that opening opportunity, which I won't go on with at the moment. But anyone that's there, I'm sure they'll look forward to hearing from the various opportunities that we have to deliver and the events that we have forthcoming through the exhibition centre.
Brilliant stuff. Sue Moore from Singleton Council, thank you very much as always. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.